Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway podcast. Can I have a quick moan about something before we do the show?
You don't even need to ask.
Actually, I moan most of the time anyway, don't I? That's,
that's
kind of
what
my
the show
thing.
Is. It's broadcast moaning.
It is, moaning and then mixed up with some songs in the middle. So I had to have my passport updated for family holidays and other work stuff, etc. And can I don't know if you have this situation, because you're kind of a glasses on, glasses off type guy.
Increasingly glasses on, but yeah.
But Can I campaign for glasses-wearing men to be allowed to leave their glasses on when you have a passport photo?
Do you have to take them off?
You have to take them off.
I didn't know that.
And me without my glasses just looks kind of... looks like I've been up in the night.
So that means when you go through a passport control, you've got to take your glasses off?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
You could walk into the security guard without knowing.
Well, this is it, Mr. Magoo. There's another one for the kids. But I have to take my glasses off for the photo, and I just look... you know, you always look like some kind of, you know, hitman... anyway, when you have your passport photo taken. But me with my glasses off, it's just not good.
You see, I think that's unfair, because you are one of the most famous glasses-wearing people up there in the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much. I will put that on my LinkedIn profile.
But like, you wouldn't have the two lads off of the Proclaimers.
Where's this going?
I'm just saying.
Is this helping me?
It is. I am on side. I'm saying you should be allowed to have them on.
Just on that, and obviously, you know, you do absolute 80s.
Yes.
So Proclaimers are there. Mm. And people always talk about the Proclaimers with me with glasses and all that kind of stuff. Do you know what their names are?
Craig.
So you can name the Proclaimers.
Craig Proclaimer and...
I don't know what the other one's called. I feel bad for him.
Paul?
They sound like mechanics.
I think it's Craig and Chris. I feel like they've got the same... we'll find out at the end of the episode.
Find out. If you know who the Proclaimers are, don't you know, just message us now at Absolute Radio and we'll find out in a minute.
But I will lock in Craig.
You're going to lock in Craig?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to take another answer off you just to lock that in as well.
I feel like it's another C, so Colin.
Craig and Colin.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
It's not a surprise, as we did talk about on yesterday's show, we are soon to leave this building. And things are kind of slowly being taken down around us as we prepare for our big move to the snazzy new studios we're going to broadcast from. But we don't want the past to be forgotten about. Yeah. As we introduced on yesterday's show, we've come up with this idea. It was developed in the pub last Thursday that we commemorate the 16 years of broadcasting from Golden Square, our studios in Soho, with some kind of blue plaque outside.
Now, obviously, we hit a bit of a speed bump on last night's show because we were told by somebody that apparently you have to be dead for 30 years.
Yeah, we're very much alive.
We're very much alive, although we'll see how this show goes. Starting with no internet, you never know. But so we're still kind of hopefully getting more intel on that. But in the meantime, let's do the prep work, the groundwork.
Yes.
What is going to be on that blue plaque then? Imagine someone looking resplendent on the wall, you know, here in central Soho, in the middle of London, outside those iconic black doors of One Golden Square. You know, whatever business turns out to be here afterwards, or they might make it into blocks of flats or something like that. It'd be nice to have a little plaque there that maybe says, you know, Granddad was here.
Yes.
Or something.
Because this is the thing, you've got to get it tonally right. You don't
exactly
want it to say 2008 to 2024 Absolute Radio lived here, because it does then imply death.
Yes.
And we're not dead, we're just moving to a new place.
What about Bush and Richie? They came, they toasted, they conquered. You know, to celebrate Toasty Tuesday.
Yes, I like that.
And I know for a fact it's one of our boss Paul's favourite features.
He'd want that commemorated forever.
He's gone. Apparently he's gone over to Germany to talk about it. They're thinking of doing it over there.
Oh, indeed. Absolute Legends Lived Here has been suggested as the text for our blue plaque for when Absolute Radio moves on from this building to our brand new one in a few weeks' time. That's not bad. Absolute Legends Lived Here is a bit over the top, I'm
does
not sure.
Does it sound a little bit like we've died?
It does. It's go back to the death thing, isn't it? Yeah.
It's kind of, we're trying to find the right pitch. We're celebrating the great years that we've had here.
Yes.
But at the same time, not make it sound like we have deceased.
Yes.
Phil says, what about it saying this plaque will not repeat itself between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m?
That's very good.
He's on brand to the bitter end.
We came, we played, we conquered, we moved is an anonymous suggestion. I quite like the functionality of it.
I think that might be the best one so far.
Neil, what have you got?
Bush and Richie lived here, but for legal reasons, no forwarding address given.
Actually, that's a really good point. Like, when we move, right, because obviously people know where we are here at One Golden Square, we kind of a little bit back into the darkness again.
I like that.
People know where we are, yeah.
Very good.
Thank you, Neil.
Thanks a lot, then.
And Chris in Brecon says, what about B-A-R-B-O-H, Barbour, which is Bush and Richie, Birth of Home Time.
Oh. Ooh.
Watson has tweeted us a photo of... He's mocked one up with lamb is a type of sheep meat, having a pop at me, not knowing the difference between sheep and lamb. I still stand by that, you know. And then Aaron says, what about someone that says, here, Richie's car got entirely wrapped in tinfoil and he got a parking ticket?
I do remember that, yeah.
Reopening our wounds with some of this stuff.
Yeah, that's not the idea. We want to do this properly. We do actually want to do it properly. We want to find out how we can do it and what the rules are. We got obsessed yesterday with this rumour that you've got to be dead to get a blue plaque out there. And how do you do that if you're a radio station? Robin's hanging on. He thinks he knows further news.
I know a blue plaque recipient who's still alive. And he's probably, as far as I know, the only person who got to witness their own plaque going up.
Well, now this is incredible, because we were told yesterday, a lot of people were telling us about Sid James, now he'd been dead for 50 years, that we had to be dead to get a plaque up. So who's your mate and what's he done?
So my next door neighbour is in his mid-90s and he's a well-known local artist.
Right.
So he's got this well-known statue in the city centre and everyone knows it. And they put a plaque on his studio. He's getting on, so getting there to watch it was quite a big deal for him. So, yeah, he's probably the only person I know who's, like I say, got to see his own plaque go up.
Brilliant. And where is his plaque? Just on the... Because if we do the plaque, we've got to work out where to put the damn thing on this building. Where is this fella's plaque?
Oh, it's on his old studio. So, like, he had, like, a foundry studio, you know, where the cast statues out of metal and that.
Yeah.
So it's on there, like, in the city centre in Durham.
So we could just whack one up on the outside of our soon-to-be old studios here in London, and jobs are gooden.
Yeah, but, I mean, he sort of joked that the council probably put it up because they expected him to be dead by the time it was up, so...
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I feel this is good because it opens the door again to it being on, a green light after on yesterday's show, what we call the Sid James paradigm. You know, we were closed down about the fact that you had to be dead before you even get considered for a blue plaque. So it's game on as far as you're concerned, Robin.
Yeah, but like I say, he's in his mid-90s and it took about a year or two to be processed. So, you know, you're both relatively young, so the council might not try and rush it through.
It's not necessarily about Bush and myself. It's about Absolute Radio, which is very much still alive and has no plans on dying anytime soon.
But I tell you what, if we could quote you on relatively young on our LinkedIn profiles, that'd be great. Thanks, Robin.
Well, compared to my neighbour, you know.
Compared to a 90-year-old, thanks very much. Jacob has tweeted us to say, Absolute Radio left these premises shortly after Bush caved in Grandad's skull. Talking about the Grandad doll that I had that accidentally dropped out of his little tiny rocking chair onto the desk, and he did break his head. We did put them back together again.
We did.
And you wouldn't know otherwise.
No.
Because we did such a fantastic super gluing job. So thank you for your brilliant suggestions for what we can put on the blue plaque. Our quest continues.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Now I need to tell you about something that happened this morning that I'm sure there's going to be ramifications about. It was around about 12 o'clock. I'm kind of thinking to myself, I've got about half an hour before I need to make some lunch and leave the house and get into work. Let's just have a little sit down in the lounge, empty house, and stick on the Xbox. So I did.
Oh, brilliant. What did you play? Diablo 3, something like that?
No, I was aware that arriving on Train Sim World 4 today was the new suffragette line, London Overground route from Gospel Oak to Barking. Thinking, oh, I'll start downloading that. That'd be great.
Oh, man, that's one of my regular routes. They could put some larrikins in that get on a Green Lanes or something, do you know what I mean?
So while that was downloading, I thought, oh, well, I'll have another go on one of the other routes. So I'm there on my train simulator. The house is empty. The volume is up really, really loud. Then I hear a noise at the front door. I'm thinking, oh, window cleaner's back again. He'd already called round this morning. I'm thinking, oh, no, it's not that. Maybe it's the letterbox. Maybe the post is coming. No, it's not that. Because the front door is opening. And in walks my mother-in-law. Completely unannounced. Pokes her head in through the lounge door and goes, oh, you are in here. I've just brought round some chicken nuggets. It was the I wasn't expecting her to come round. I didn't know she had a key. It was the strangest thing. It could have been so much worse. I'm there in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt as a near 47-year-old on an Xbox playing a train simulator. What she thought of me, I don't know.
But you said it could be so much worse, didn't you?
Yeah,
train sim's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but it could have been.
So she can come in anytime she likes. bags with this key then.
Do you know what I mean? It's really weird, right?
Anytime she likes.
I know she's got a key for the days when she picks up our son from school and then looks after him until we get home.
Yeah.
So I know she's got one, but I'd never kind of put two and two together that she could come and use it at any other time.
When she's leaving, make it like prison. Make her put it in a dish with a lanyard.
Exactly.
But, you know, mother-in-laws, they could come in clean in the night. You know, you never know what's going. Maybe
you
she comes
never
in,
know.
Check stuff out.
No, you never know. So it's a chilling thing. But being walked in on, I mean, it could have been so much worse.
I bet it could. You had half an hour after all.
Not
you said
that
yourself.
Much worse. Okay. But it could have been, couldn't it?
I've been given the green light to talk about it.
Okay.
I once walked in on Lionel Blair. Who was appearing with us as a one-off. We were at the radio station I was at before this in Bristol. We did one night on stage at the Rocky Horror Picture Show, or whatever it's called.
Right.
And Lionel Blair was in it. He's the narrator.
Yeah.
And I went in to ask a question. I got lost because I was getting changed to go out there. And I walked in on Lionel Blair and he was pulling his kecks up, putting his trousers on. So that's two. I've seen Sean Ryder. Nether regions and Lionel Blair as well.
What a mixture that is!
Well, that's something to put down on the CV,
it really
isn't it?
Is. The noise of the past. It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades. Absolute 80s. We're such a pair of softies. One day we should have a very aggressive show.
I'd love to do that.
What do you reckon? Yeah.
What about that?
You'd find it very easy.
We'll call the show instead of Home Time. Let's call it. If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
That's
then.
It, yeah.
Right, sound the 80s. This sound from the 1980s has been confusing, nay, flummoxing everyone so far. We've had a couple of weeks of rollovers for this. Have a listen to this sound. There's something from the 1980s. Can you guess what it is? No one has so far.
Another person coming forward to guess. It's Alison tonight. Alison, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We are good. How has your day been? Give us some of the highlights.
Digging a hole in the back garden to try and create a drainage for the last 2 days, actually, so I'm absolutely exhausted and so is my husband.
What have you got to drain?
Pardon? Sorry?
That is a personal question.
Actually, you don't have to answer that.
Are you asking her what she's draining away?
Yes.
What are you getting rid of, Alison?
It's water from the garden over the back from us, who I'm not going to, but
no, don't, because I've asked a question that was only going to give, with all due respect to you, a very boring answer, so my fault.
Are you happy with the hole that you've dug and the drain that you've made?
You're keeping on going.
I'm interested. Yeah,
it's fantastic. Yeah, it's a great hole. Yeah,
it's a great hole.
Great
brilliant
hole.
That'd be something on the blue plaque. That was a great hole.
Yes.
Dear.
Let's move on from holes and drainage. When you listen to Home Time, Alison, what of all the Absolute Radio stations do you choose to consume it with?
Just basically either the radio or on my phone. I've had you playing all day, yesterday, today, every day in the garden, just on a small Bluetooth speaker from the phone.
Okay, Absolute Radio Bluetooth speaker is your favourite station.
That's the one.
Yeah. When I'm digging the hole in the garden, it is, yeah.
Back on the hole.
Number one, apparently, demographic-wise, we are top 5% for people who are digging holes.
That's right, yeah.
And we're very proud. We've got a big hole-digging market, this show.
Good.
Alison,
well, I'm from a golfing area in Carnoustie, so there's lots of bunkers and things like that, so yeah.
Oh, if there's anyone else you know that's doing a hole, do put in a good word for us, that'd be great.
I will, I shall do.
Right, anyway, let's get on with this.
Let's do that. What's the sound of the decades, Alison?
I think it is a Viewmaster when you pulled down the little reels that you used to put in, you used to pull it down and look at all the different pictures, and it was a circular type thing, but I think it's a Viewmaster.
Okay, so that was that red plastic thing you used to put you used to look into, like a pair of binoculars.
With a little round.
Yeah.
And it had like old, like the Colosseum and stuff like that, photos, Serengeti, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'd have one of them back right now. They were great.
They were brilliant. Yeah. It was kind of a precursor to virtual reality.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
The old VR sets, exactly that.
It's that. So how sure are you, Alison? We've had a lot of guesses, a lot of people wrong over the past few weeks.
Fairly sure. It certainly sounds like it. The noise sounds very familiar to me from when I was a child.
Well, your guess for the Viewmaster. It's been a drab old day. Let's see whether this has picked things up from the hole digging. You're a winner and you've won.
Yes, you're
Alison,
right.
Alison, well done.
I don't even know what have I won. I don't know.
Well, only the signed Home Time digital radio that we've been trying to give away every day.
There you go. So none of this Bluetooth nonsense.
Yeah. Well,
I know. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So it was indeed the sound of one of those iconic Viewmaster having their photograph clicked along to the next thing. Well done, you. So many people have got this wrong. This is going to be huge kudos to you.
I actually heard it last week, and I even thought that's what it was. And when I sort of listened to it to the last few days, I thought, no, that's definitely what it is.
Oh, well, congratulations, Alison. We're delighted
much.
It's gone to you. It means a fresh decade and a fresh sound tomorrow from the 90s here on Home Time.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Hey, now, it's fair to say, isn't it, that everyone listening to this show right now has probably had a little idea or an invention in their lifetime, a little thing where you think you could make life easier or the world a better place. But sadly, those little ideas are never going to see the light of day. They're never going to end up on Dragon's Den, and that's just how it is. Up until now, while we launch a brand new feature that we'd like to welcome onto Home Time as Bush and Richie's Business Battleground. Every week on a Tuesday night after 6, we'll get you guys involved and share a little invention that you've got that might never get the investment that it deserves, but it'd be great to share it with the group. So if you've got an invention, get in touch.
Could be an invention, could be a business.
And hopefully next week this music will kick in.
I learnt the other day, I didn't know about this in my wider family, my wife's cousin, called Emma, runs a business that is purely picking up dog poo.
What do you mean, picking up? What they'll go and pick up dog poo?
Other people's dog poo.
Oh, actually, if you own a dog and you don't like the picking it up bit...
If you own a dog and you just do not like picking up dog poo, you know you've got to go and pick it up, but you don't want to do it yourself.
Wow.
You pay her to come and clean your garden full of dog poo.
Saves putting it in one of them plastic bags and hanging it from a tree like most dog owners do.
Isn't that amazing?
It's like, brilliant.
Spotting that as a little niche and having that as your business, and that's like paying for life, the mortgage and everything.
Well, I mean, we would love to get a dog, right? But it's probably not going to happen. But my other half, Katie, loves the idea of getting a dog but doesn't want to do dog poo picking up. I could hire this business.
You could do the dog poo professionals, but they're in Yorkshire, so that's a long old trip down to Essex.
I'd
just
have to
clear your garden.
A couple of hours. Can you get down here like lunchtime tomorrow? What? Have they got a good name?
The dog poo professionals.
That's what they're called.
That's what they're called. Yeah.
What an amazing.
Amazing.
I mean, because when you start talking about your family, though, I was thinking, gee, your mother in law doesn't do bespoke chicken nugget deliveries.
She wasn't coming round with that earlier, no.
Well, that's a great start for Bush and Richie's Business Battlegrounds. If you've got a little idea that's just been brewing in your head, like, for example, my dad had an idea for Vision in Vision on TV.
That's a great idea.
For years before it finally got invented and he was furious.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Come forward to Home Time to our Business Battleground and we can share those wonderful ideas. Like this, for example, for Kazan. She says earplugs for dogs and cats who don't like fireworks.
I love that because a lot of animals hate that stuff. I hate it as well.
They do hate fireworks. And I can imagine a dog, for example, would love having earplugs put in.
Yeah, they would be completely fine with that, yeah, not kick off.
Really complicit.
Right, here's my idea for the Business Battleground,
go
right?
On.
And so in my house, I get told off a lot for using too much when it comes to putting condiments on the plate.
I feel sorry for you.
Isn't that bad? Like, yeah. Shouldn't a man just be allowed to have as much tomato ketchup on the plate as he wants? But anyway, Katie says I have too much and it's bad for me and all that kind of stuff. What about this, right? Barroom-style optics on the end of condiment bottles.
Right.
So you get like 25 millilitres in a bar or 50. You can have a single or a double. Mm-hmm. A large.
Double ketchup.
Just have a large ketchup.
So you're going to your kitchen having a double ketchup.
Double ketchup. But you squeeze it into the end, the optic at the end,
yeah.
And you know how much you're having.
It's a clever idea.
Isn't that a very, very clever idea?
It's a very clever idea.
If anything, I don't know how many more days I'm going to be on this show because it's obviously going to get picked up and I'm going to need to go around the world with it.
Mate, I think that's Heinz calling right now.
Oh, it's Barry Heinz. Yeah. Right, I'll give him a quick call.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Gap in the market. Dan Bauer says, sick to death of having to remember which bin is meant to be out this week. Sign up to the App Bin Brigade for a small fee. Someone will come along and take your bins out for you. Street sign-up discounts available.
That's a great idea.
He's got a business opportunity right there.
Like a little bin soldier coming out and putting it out for you.
What about that?
Tom, what's your idea?
My invention is the Mutual Clinker.
The Mutual Clinker. It's a great title. What is it?
It solves the problem of having a sort of drunken octopus when you're proposing a toast to a group of a number of people.
Oh, do you know, it's a really good point, because sometimes when you do cheers people, it gets really embarrassing. You're like, oh, sorry, have I done that? Or, you know, have you put your glass against that person's?
Because you've got to do everyone, because otherwise it's bad luck.
Yeah.
Somebody always gets forgotten. It takes a long time. So the mutual clinker is solves that problem by being an object in the middle of the table that everyone can carefully clink all at once.
like a health and safety clinking.
No reaching around, if you pardon the phrase. None of the rest of it. Just easy, simple clink, concentrate on the toast, and job done.
Wow. It's a great idea.
Yeah, salut. They could call it salut.
This is the daily takeaway.
But what would it be if it's going to be in the middle of the table? Like, what is it, like a glass swan, or what kind of thing are we talking here?
Well, I'm trying to remember. We had when it occurred to me, we had a sort of a decorative lamp in the middle that was perfect. It was made of glass. It made the same sound. But you could use a vase or a bowl or, you know, anything. I suppose you could use a cat, but it wouldn't make any sound.
I feel like when you go into IKEA, they sell giant goblets.
Because yeah.
if you're actually clinking for cheers,
yeah.
maybe it is just a giant goblet.
And if you invite Dieter von Teese in, she'll jump in it. Thanks, Tom. All right, Tom, that's a brilliant invention. We love it. What a start.
Thank you very much.
It's a very busy show. The whole day has gone downhill since my mother-in-law walked in on me playing on the Xbox earlier on today.
It's not a euphemism. He was actually gaming.
I actually was. But she let herself into the house to know what was going on. Stories of being walked in on throughout the show this evening. Ian, who walked in on you?
It wasn't me. It was my wife. We were on holiday in Spain in Mallorca, and we went to the Caves of Drac, which is a popular tourist destination. My wife had to go to the toilet after finishing the Vice show. While she was in there, the Queen walked in. The Queen of Spain.
Oh, the Queen of Spain!
So, just to clarify, yeah. the Queen of Spain has walked in on your wife while she was in the Kazi in Spain?
Yes.
Wow. Do you even know who the Queen of Spain is? I wouldn't be able to recognise her at all.
No, I would not know.
I wouldn't know. No. If she walked past me in a farm shop, I'd have no idea.
Oh.
All topical.
Oh.
Indeed. It was a very interesting experience for her, and she's got a story to tell for the rest of her life.
Who, the Queen?
Yeah, it's a great honour for her to meet my wife.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
Right, so there we go. That's the end of this particular episode. No, a lot of people are hanging on, though, for the end of the Proclaimer game.
Yeah, name the Proclaimers. We were just saying, everyone knows the Proclaimers. You have an idea in your mind what the Proclaimers look like, but does anyone really know their names? You locked in two names before we got into the show proper.
Yeah, Craig and Colin I locked in.
Craig.
But I was locking in Craig with all certainty, but thought the other began with a C as well.
I think you kind of inked in Craig, hard pencil on Colin,
yeah.
so to speak. Sounds yeah. like you've done something terrible to Colin. Let's find out how right he is with our producer, Adem, who is just over there. Well, Adem?
You are right with the C, but it's Charlie.
Craig and Charlie.
Craig and Charlie?
Yeah, but you said Colin. Which isn't close.
So 50%.
I'd say it's 75% because I got one name completely correct.
Right.
And then had the initial that was correct for the other one. So I'd remembered that, like, that other half of that.
So you'd like to say 75%.
We'll give you the points if you can get the last name.
Oh, that's a good one. What's their surname?
Don't rush me. I know dead air is awful in radio, but this is a podcast now, so don't rush me.
I think if you hazard a guess along a Scottish angle, you could risk alienating quite a big lot of our
I wouldn't be that
Scottish
stupid.
Listeners. I don't think this is it. I've never heard their names before.
McDonald.
Reed?
Oh. Reed? All that time, it's the most Scottish people in the world, and one's called Craig Reed, and the other one's, what, Roger Reed, or whatever his name is.
I would have been closer with Proclaimer.